I'm really excited because we're joined on the phone right now by Amy Ray herself. Thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be with you and good to be doing this.
Absolutely. So tell us about what it's like to be back on the road again. I imagine it's got to be a good feeling.
It's a good feeling. I mean, it's funny. I've listened to some other interviews with musicians because I was curious what they felt like because, you know, we went out about 3 weeks ago, or actually a month ago, and started, and it, you know, at first it was really hard to get used to because it was like an audience that was very spread out, very far away, and, you know, the live show is kind of like this thing where, you know, we want to see people's faces and relate and all that stuff, and it just was hard to adjust to because it was really so distant, but we did adjust, and I think right as we were adjusting, things started opening up even more, and like the last show we played was in, I think, right in Allison, Pennsylvania, right near Pittsburgh, and there were like, you know, thousands of people there in a field all squinched together right close to the stage. So, and then I had to get used to that again because I was like, oh my God, this is making me so nervous. You know, I made so many mistakes because I was just nervous that we could see everybody, you know, and I felt, I just felt, you know, scared. I hadn't felt that nervous since I was probably in my 20s or something.
Oh,
so
man.
It was an interesting adjustment, but now it's starting to feel like we're hitting our stride, and you know, it's cool. It's a blessing. I mean, it's kind of weird. Like I guess it's like so much stuff happened that it's hard to process it right all at once. And I think I'm just still figuring out, you know, where my heart is and all that. And then when you're playing, you're looking out at people and you're thinking about all the things that people might have gone through, you know, like losing family members or losing jobs or businesses or, you know, just how rough it was for a lot of people. So all those things sort of wash around in your brain while you're playing, and it makes for just kind of an intense experience, I think, you know. But thankful to have the gigs, honestly, because after about 15 months, I was like, man, this is getting to be a really long time.
Yeah. Do you feel like a different energy from audiences now versus a year and a half ago, or is it about the same?
It's totally different because I think I think there's moments where it's the same, but I think people are figuring out how to be in a live audience too, because I think, you know, how like when people started going out and seeing friends and stuff, everybody was like, I'm not used to being around so many people. And it's, you know, there were all those insecurities and awkwardness and all that stuff. And I think we're all humans. So everybody feels that. And I think the audience feels the same, but it's, over time, as we played the gigs, I think we got better at what we were doing and not as rusty, and I think the audience got more comfortable, and so it just started clicking back, you know, into shape.
Well, I'm excited about seeing the show on Saturday because I saw you with the Indigo Girls back in, like, you played a street festival in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I had to have been 15 years ago, and it was a great show, but I haven't had a chance to see you live since, so this is going to be fun on Saturday.
I do remember that street festival, actually.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It was a really nice day, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
So speaking with Amy Ray, and again, you're listening out there, you may know her work with the Indigo Girls, but the Amy Ray Band is going to be playing Saturday, July 31st at Motor Co. We'll get the new single in just a couple of minutes, but this is the live and local hour. It's local music, and you do have a couple of local connections. You worked with the Butchies back in the early 2000s when they were active, and you've done a lot of stuff recently with Heather McIntyre. You guested on Mount Moriah's song, I Built a Town, which is fantastic, and she just guested on your last single, right?
Yeah, she guested on a song called Muscadine that came out about, I've been doing singles during this time just with the band, and so we did a song called Muscadine that she sang backups on. She sings on a lot of my stuff, like every record, at least a song. or more. And she sang a lot on Goodnight Tender, my first kind of country record after the punky stuff. And her and Phil Cook and Brad Cook and Justin Burning came in for that one. And then she sang some on the next one too. So she's one of my favorite musicians and songwriters. And, you know, she opened for us, God, when she was in Bella Fea back in the punk band days. And we've just been kind of connected ever since, and sort of always trying to collaborate with each other on projects and stuff. So, yeah. And then the Butchies, I mean, they were the total catalyst and kind of instigators for a lot of what I do solo. It started out as kind of punk rock with them and turned into country, but they toured with me and toured with Indigo Girls and really encouraged me. And, you know, I can't say enough about them. I mean, half of my band's from Carolina now too. I got a drummer from Charlotte, bass player from Charlotte, pedal steel player from Asheville. So it's Carolina is definitely a state full of incredible musicians that I always seem to want to be around, you know?
Yeah, I was speaking with Amy Rand again. The show's coming up on Saturday, July 31st. The new single is just out. It's called Chuck Will's Widow, and I want to play it now. So set this song up for us. What are we about to hear?
Well, it's a song inspired by the song of the Chuck Will's Widow and the fact that they're kind of up all night long and singing to each other, and then that the whippoorwill is out there singing too, usually in my neck of the woods, and it ushers in the springtime, usually the late spring. And I was just thinking about, you know, singing all night, and kind of reminded me of what I do, which is stay up all night, typically at home, and play really late at night, because that's kind of when I can feel open to doing it. And that just started the song off, and it's just about my neighborhood kind of, and how to be accepting of your life day to day and make the best out of it, and, you know, find a place for healing and all that. And the band and I recorded this remotely from our homes, you know, we just slowly worked it into a song by doing our parts in our own little home studios, and a big learning curve for me, because I'd never done that before. And so, and Brian Spicer produced it, and Bobby Tees from Tedeschi Trucks Band mixed it. So it's just a straight up Americana song, honestly. Oh, and I should say the Warren Treaty sang backup vocals on this, along with Michelle Malone.
All right, well, I got it for you right now. This is Amy Ray and the Amy Ray Band with Chuck Will's Widow, 97.9 The Hill.